This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day. It's the third day of August. For those of you who are shaking up, wait a minute. This is the first time I've been awake for the last week. What happened to July? What's happened to this year? What's happened to summertime? Is a question a lot of people are asking. Well, it's moving. And nobody's stuck. We're all moving. Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, has things to say. When she does, she says it. When I have things to say, I say it. When you have things to say, you say it. 888-302-3684. In depth in this hour, the political realities of the Democratic National Committee after an embarrassing breach of its email system, flushing more senior officials, including the CEO, Amy Dacey. The hacked internet emails, yeah, I guess the best way of describing them or the situation is embarrassing. Here's an update.
I think the dominoes are beginning to fall. We saw Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chairman of the party, chairwoman of the party, resign last week before the convention as a result of this email scandal. Now the CEO, and I think we'll probably be seeing others that were involved in some of these emails that got released by WikiLeaks last week. I think we'll start seeing others leaving in the next week or so.
Steve Whitehouse, talk to us about the timing.
Well, the timing is there. This is a direct result of the emails. The emails came out a week ago over the weekend. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is the first to go. And now we're just starting to see the staff that are involved. I mean, Amy Dacey is the CEO running day-to-day at the DNC, so she's the next on the list. But then I think we'll start to see others. I mean, the timing really is just the dominoes are falling.
Steve, let's ask the question that is probably on everybody's mind. Will all of this have any effect, or what will voters think of what's been going on at the DNC?
I think probably nothing other than Donald Trump is using this as an example to try to sway Sanders voters to suggest that the system is rigged. They're arguing that this is evidence that the DNC rigged, in their minds, the Democratic primaries for Hillary Clinton with their thumb on the scale and suggesting that they were pushing for Clinton all along. So really, other than the Trump folks really using this, trying to use this as a wedge between Democratic voters and Hillary Clinton, there's probably not going to be a lot of lingering effect among the electorate.
All right, so that's the kind of stuff that I object to in terms of the reason that I had you listen to that is because it was a news guy from NBC who is putting his own opinion into a news story. Does it change the reality of the news? Nah, doesn't change much of anything. Pointing out that Donald Trump is trying to find Bernie Sanders voters and bring them over. This is a washout. I'm beginning to think this whole thing is a washout. Donna Brazile, who is the interim chairwoman of the DNC now, is a party hack. She's been a favorite of the Clintons for a long time. She's been on, CNN for years and years and years, is so pasty in her delivery. Her opinions are always the same, very predictable. There's no change there. It's just Debbie Wasserman Schultz was taken out because she was an embarrassment and given a job immediately working for Hillary Clinton's campaign. It's just, what is it, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic in a manner of speaking. What's more important here than all of that political hoo-ha may be the fallout. So just to sort of throw gasoline on the fire or maybe salt on the wound to more make my point, I'm sorry, I gave you that. Well, did I identify Karen? No, I didn't identify that. The fellow was Steve Shigaris from CBS who was underscoring what was going on at the Democratic National Committee. I think more to the point, who's coming in line or online for Trump and who's not, you pretty much know, you pretty much understand what's going on with the Democrats. Do you understand what's going on with the Republicans? I don't know. It depends on what day it is. Meg Whitman, who ran for governor of California as a Republican, called Donald Trump a demagogue and says that she's going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Let's see, what other thing? Donald Trump was asked yesterday in a conversation to endorse Paul Ryan and John McCain for re-election. Said that he wouldn't, at least at the moment. I don't know if refuse is the right word for it, but certainly he's not coming across as being supportive, nor are they coming across as being very supportive for him. But then, what is there to support? You want to support the continuing argument that's going on between Donald Trump. Look at some of the, or understand maybe the nuance here of the quality of the candidates, both of them, and what you have to do. What is it that we, what do we have for leadership? Donald Trump has continued to attack the cons and makes everybody uneasy. The establishment versus the anti-establishment. Is that really where it is? And is it the circumstance we find Hillary Clinton to be the establishment and Donald Trump to be the anti-establishment? I'm anti-establishment, but I'm having a hard time with Donald Trump. What say you on that? 888-302-3684. Coming up, some more focus on Donald Trump and the 2020 News Quiz question. Here's 13 after the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 12-pack of Crayola colored pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SC was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, it's 17 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with our 2020 news quiz coming up in a moment. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says he's going to crack down. He wants to focus on internet pornography. And if he's elected president, he wants to appoint a commission to examine the harmful public health impact. Is this a big deal for you? Is it a big deal for the party base, the core, internet pornography? If it's a problem, I guess there are parts of internet pornography that would be considered a problem, certainly child pornography.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that part of it, and that's what it sounds like they mostly want to focus on is, you know, sexual predators and child pornography. But I'm just interested to see how they crack down on it, if they're just focusing on children, or, you know, how do you determine what porn is bad and what is good?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's the same thing as standard for obscenity. The community standard for obscenity is what's used to judge problems that people have with what's on television, for example, or what's in broadcast media. And there's never been a community standard because nobody can agree on what is obscene. Yeah, in a general category, we can all pretty much agree, unless you're really sick or a whack, that child porn is bad.
Yeah.
Other than that, what is considered are pictures of, what's that lady's name that was on Sports Illustrated, it's on some of the other magazines,
Ashley Aaron
Graham?
Andrews?
No.
Ashley Graham, yeah.
Right. So, her being in a skimpy outfit, would that be considered by some people? It would be considered.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why, you know, I feel like most people can agree on at least, you know, and when it comes to radio standards, on, I don't know, three or four words that are definite no-nos.
Yeah.
But when it comes to this, I mean, there's always going to be, I would say, a decent amount of people in a community who are going to think that any kind of pornography is wrong.
But is this the most important issue? I'd rather hear him and the Democrats talk about food safety and food issues and food choice. To me, that's more important in terms of its harmful public health impact.
Yeah, I think that this
pornography.
Is interesting that this is coming out now, because I feel like this is something that you could work on later,
right,
in your presidential, you know, maybe in your third year or something of president. I don't think that this right here is necessarily going to get more people
to vote for votes.
Anyone.
Yeah. Again, he's speaking to the Mike Pence corner of the party. This is called the Children's Internet Safety Presidential Pledge, from a group of things that he promised in a speech called Enough is Enough back on July 16th. And he signed a pledge to try to get rid of things like that in our society. So is that the law, or is it? It's questionable as to how effective that would be in getting votes. Again, I'd rather have people on both sides talking about food choice and the food safety issue, frankly, and where there's a problem and where there isn't a problem. All right, 2020 News Quiz question has to do with a famous actor's son who was released from jail after being incarcerated. He was sentenced to 5 years for possession of heroin and selling drugs like methamphetamine back in 2016. His term was extended because he confessed to smuggling drugs into prison. Who is this famous actor's son? 888-302-3684. Get a copy of the book Life is Good. When you do the work by Maria Trilogy, she'll sign it for you. She's very interested in our audience, and we're interested in her and what she has to say, and you'll love this book. 888-302-3684. What famous actor's son released from jail yesterday after almost 7 years in the can for selling drugs? 21 after the hour.
know you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're going to celebrate the debut of MTV now. The Buggles. Right? Buggles.
The Buggles.
Buggles.
Oh, man, do I remember this.
Yeah.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake and tend to tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Years ago, a new cable TV channel playing music videos around the clock made its debut, and this was the first video. Video killed the radio star. Crank it up, Richie! She wasn't even alive when this got started. That's how.
I know. That's what I was thinking about this. That Kara wasn't even thought of when this started. I was 15. So this is right up my alley. But, I mean, is there an MTV channel that even plays music anymore?
I think I started one over again, I think.
Yeah, I think that MTVU still does. They play a lot of stuff that gets played on college radio, but I think that's the only one. All of the other ones are Teen Mom.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so let's see. What else did they have the first day of MTV besides the Buggles? It was Squeeze.
This is one of my favorite songs.
What did the video look like? Anybody remember?
It was them. I think it was good.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen the video of this.
All right, let's see. What else featured the first day? Roxy Music.
Let's see that guitar.
Love is the drug. Yes. Can't you see? A lot of acts that otherwise probably wouldn't have found much of an audience on U.S. soil. Roxy Music, an example Perhaps Boy George and Culture Club. Another example.
Man, when I was a little bit younger, my grandma, I guess was a little old for Culture Club, but she loved them. And she had a CD, and I kind of stole it. And I used to listen to this album all the time when I was younger. Their greatest hits.
Yeah, they're very good. It's a very good band. Yeah, the songs are all happy, upbeat. Crank it up, Richie. What does this video look like? Have you ever seen Boy George for the first time?
Bolero hat dancing around.
And all his makeup on.
Yep.
By the time they get into the fall of 81, record sales of the artist who played on MTV were starting to boom. Radio stores were reporting sales rising 20% above what the year before numbers had been. This went for not only the artists that we've already talked about, but Adam and the Ants. Actually, quite a good group. I've always liked that. Yeah.
You know what the interesting thing about Adam Ant was?
Right.
Motown act.
Really? How do you mean?
He was signed by Motown.
Oh, really? Oh, he was on Motown. Really?
That does not seem like a Motown act. No, does it?
Men at Work. Yes.
From Down Under.
Yep. Another group. Never would have gotten any traction without MTV. Judas Priest.
Yes.
People watch this and say, wow, who's that?
Great.
Bow, wow, wow.
Bow, bow.
I remember this. So we celebrate
down memory lane.
MTV debuting 35 years ago at 28 past the hour.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The friendly Good Day program in depth this hour. Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Up and coming, a more in-depth look at what's going on with the upcoming Rio Olympics that start on Friday. Meanwhile, a repeat of our 2020 news quiz question, 888-302-3684. I'd like to give everybody an opportunity to get in and be heard. Several varying answers sometimes makes for good discussion. There is a famous actor whose son was arrested in 2010 for possession and selling of drugs. He had a 5-year jail sentence, and then it was extended because he was being a jerk in jail. So for the prize, the copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, tell us what actor, and the name of his son would be good as well. The actor's name and his son. The actor I know was troubled. You could see it in his face, and maybe you could understand, is that part of his own problem for the last 5 or 6 years, as well as what happened to his son. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Name the actor whose son was released from jail yesterday This guy is probably as much of a household word as any, and his son's name became a household word during the course of the trial. I didn't know much about him, although I think he did some acting during... I'm pretty sure he's done some acting, the son has. Now 37 years of age, the actor is in his 60s. All right, so who is it? Who are we talking about? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, a focus on Rio de Janeiro and what's going on there. After all these months, the fears being instilled on what's happening or isn't happening in Rio by the news media. And that hogging of the spotlight by the news media, focusing on safety, surge of murders in Rio, extremist attacks in Europe and the United States, and is that going to happen down there? The polluted beaches, athletes could become ill, the Zika virus, oh my God, this list goes on and on and on and on. The fact that Rio is so broke that it stopped paying thousands of public employees, the police have been greeting tourists at the airport with signs that say, "Welcome to hell." So, is this the right way to be focusing on the games? More security measures during the Olympics been set up, 24-hour security for the statue, Christ the Redeemer statue, which is something that's probably as famous when it comes to Rio as anything else. And by the way, Rio was the first South American city to ever host the Olympics. So here's an overview from a news reporter on security measures and generally what the tone is, what the feeling is right now as Rio gets ready, and a lot of the athletes are down there trying to get ready for the games. Again, they start this weekend.
With a security team of 88,000, Brazil is taking no chances.
This is a major site, a major target. We know jihadis have wanted to hit this site and have actually called on followers to do just that.
With 500,000 visitors and thousands of athletes to protect, excitement is also building.
It's surreal. I still don't believe it.
80% of tickets sold. Meantime, federal police are watching more than just the shoreline.
With four different agencies working this water, officers will be on patrol here 24 hours a day. Their top priority, protect the venue, including this bay, where athletes will compete.
Overhead, more firepower, a constant presence in the air.
This police force with its team of 9 helicopters will be crisscrossing the air throughout the games. 200 members here in the air and on the ground will be sending tactical images back to Central Command. The eyes in the sky above Rio.
Intelligence is analyzed and shared with teams from around the globe. A massive operation underway, and officials say there is no room for error.
Miguel Almigar from NBC News with coverage. This is a sports event, but you wouldn't know it by looking at what's going on here. There are a lot of reporters who have been down there trying to find other things to write about. I was thinking back to the 2012 Olympics in London, the coverage ahead of that, stories about terrorism fears there and then, concerns about civil liberties in light of all the military and police presence. This is craziness. Go back to 2008 when the games were held in Beijing and the focus was on the authoritarianism, the air pollution. Go back to 2004 in Athens. There were questions about whether the venues would be done in time and corruption. It's the same damn story when you think about it. Year after year after year after year.
Yeah, I never really thought about it. It seems so much worse this year. But then, yeah.
It isn't really.
Think about Sochi and how bad that was. And then, yeah. Beijing with the air quality.
Right.
And I've heard the saddest things about Beijing there. And maybe this happens every time. But all of the stuff that they built for it, just everything is in disarray. It's just falling apart.
Crumbling. Because well, it wasn't built well.
Yeah, well, you spend all that money on it to build it in, what, how many years do they have? Four, three, two?
To put it together, you mean?
Yeah, to put everything together.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time. 2.5, 3 years when they make the decision. About three, I think it was 3 years ago, it was announced that Brazil would have it. Brazil is, even in normal times, is not well, it's not a well-run country. Infrastructure is very poor. Building collapses are frequent there. They don't have the kind of oversight that we do here. The streets are all potholed. Parking lots are, if you can find one, they aren't well maintained. Electricity and running water are not a given, even in areas that are well-to-do. So the Australian delegation, I think, was the first one to get in there last week. They complained about the wires hanging in the streets and the toilets that didn't work and the Olympic Village apartments that smelled like gas. So they went to stay in the hotels.
Yeah, well, I just read another thing from one of the guys in the Olympic team who was saying that he had to put his own shower curtain together and that they didn't think the beds were necessary for sleep, apparently. They must have, I can't imagine that the beds are probably like rocks. Can't imagine they're good quality.
A couple of robberies reported in a main tunnel that's a key link for visitors arriving from Rio, the airport, to the areas downtown. Now they have teams of police officers and motorcycles to monitor the area. This is, maybe this is small potatoes and small talk, but it is interesting. The state military police, 13,700. 13,700 officers every day responsible for security in conjunction with the games. Why do we have the Olympics anymore? Why? It's, what's the point of having the Olympics under the circumstances? One big fiasco. Karen is in Townsend, Massachusetts. Hi, Karen. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
Well, thank you. What station are you listening to?
I'm listening to you on GCN Live.
Oh, are you? Okay. Good for you. Thank you.
On the internet. Yeah, I can't get too much out here in Townsend.
Yeah, Townsend is not exactly... Townsend, for those of you who don't know, is not exactly a metropolis.
No easy way out of Townsend. I have to take three routes to get out of town to get to work.
Yeah, right.
I was down in Marlboro. A friend of mine, good friend of mine, lives in Marlboro, and I had to take her to Framingham. I was looking for your farm.
Well, it wouldn't be hard to find.
I don't know the name of it.
It's called Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, Eastley Farm. You can find it pretty easy right on the mall.
You want more milk, right?
Well, I did that. I'm not selling it at the moment, but
because you moved.
I did, yeah. But the farm is on the Marlboro, Southboro, Sudbury line. It's pretty easy to find, actually. So come say hi sometime when you're down here. In the meantime, the question on the boards at the moment is about a famous actor's son who was released from jail he was in solitary for 4 years. Can you imagine, or 2 years, sorry, imagine being in solitary confinement? What kind of things are going on in your mind? So do you want to identify the actor and the son's name, please?
Yeah, sure. It's Michael Douglas and his son, Cameron.
Cameron, yeah, right, exactly. What did you think about, did you feel badly for Michael Douglas? Do you have any thoughts about this when it first took place?
Yeah, as a parent, I felt bad for him. But, I mean, I think a lot of those Hollywood kids think they're above the rest of us, of other kids, and get away with a lot because of who their parents are. So, again,
privilege.
As a mother, I feel bad, but, kid's a punk.
Yeah, but he was a punk, and his father tried to dissuade him, but wasn't able to. I mean, this isn't the kid. He was 30 years old when he was arrested.
You're not responsible for what your adult kids do. So.
No, right. I mean,
hopefully he'll learn.
Decisions? Well, let's see what happens. His father says that he's going to be low-key. He's going to write a book, spend time with his folks. He thinks this is a new chance at life, a new start. So maybe he's not a punk anymore, Karen. We can keep our fingers crossed for that.
Didn't Farrah Fawcett, wasn't her kid in and out of jail, too?
I don't remember whether her child. There are
Ryan O'Neill and Farrah Fawcett. I think they had a kid that was in and out, too.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of,
the
plethora.
I don't really follow Hollywood too much. I don't really care.
All right. Well, we'll continue our conversation about the Olympics, then. You can follow that. Hold on just a second. We'll give you a copy of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Let me know how you like it, Karen. Nice to have you on board here. It's 15 minutes before the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I get to try out lots of great products, and I featured the new Generac IQ2000 portable inverter generator on Fox & Friends. Wow, was everyone impressed. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and it's just $799, hundreds less than a Honda generator. The Generac IQ is the most versatile generator I've seen, and will make sure you're never out of power. Order now and get free shipping, plus the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. But the only way to get this offer is to visit GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. For free shipping and a free copy of my book, call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or online at GeneracIQ.com. GeneracIQ.com.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maud Meyer, an SC Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at SC Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like OFF that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Pretty amazing, this situation with the Olympics when you get right down to brass tacks. The state police forces that are there, the robberies that were reported, as I was talking about them before. It just seems like such a shame because there's so much good to come out of this. That's really what is so bothersome when you think about it. There are so many of these kids have worked so hard. And I think I've said this a couple of times on the air this week as I reflected on how many people have worked. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of youngsters. You can go to hashtag Olympics 2016 and see what the prep is all about. There are a lot of the feature that I saw was about gymnasts and what's going on, both with the men and the women trying to go for the gold. I think we've been pretty unfair, or I've gotten suckered in, I'll tell you, and this is what made me think about it and want to change my attitude about it, because I've been suckered into all the negative coverage about it, but yet we're dishonoring these young people who have done all this work. I think we ought to have a better attitude about the Olympics. It's just such hard. It's hard to. We don't. There's two things here: an attitude about the Olympics and an attitude about Rio, and they ought not to be one and the same, in my opinion. 10 minutes for the hour.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
After the hour, time for our weekly visit with a lady who's responsible for the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Great books, podcasts galore. You get a podcast of our conversation here at DougStefan.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, ChickenSoup.com, Facebook.com, everywhere. The ideas are wonderful, wholesome. I just find that in the circumstances, Amy Newmark is a breath of fresh air. The only way you can fail is by not trying, and how every failure is a step toward success. In just a moment here.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink. 3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 55 past the hour. Good to have Amy Newmark back here. When I looked at this, Amy, I'm thinking there are tens of millions of people who have purchased and read and share these Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And I wonder how many of them, or how many when you look at these, or maybe you do get your ideas, from some of the self-help books, the self-help series. I get a product every day called the Daily Om. Are you familiar with it?
No, I actually don't get my ideas from other self-help books. I get my ideas from the stories that people send us.
And I wonder how many of them come. And this is not a criticism, by the way. It's just interesting. And the idea just came to me as I was looking at this and thinking about, I had seen something on the Daily Om maybe a week or so ago, and then I have other, I probably get a half a dozen of those sorts of things delivered to me in my email box every day, thinking about failure. And yes, the only failure is not doing anything, in a sense, and that's really what I sort of read here between the lines. Failure, yeah, I've had this experience, and I bet you have too. You try things, and some of them work, and some of them don't. The old cornball example is Edison and his 2,000 light bulbs before he got something to work, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you figure you're going to get a certain number of no's on your way to success, then every single no that you get just means you're that much closer to getting your success. Every failure can be turned into your friend because it's just part of that path to eventually succeeding.
How has this affected you? How have you tried, as you've done this Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and not had things that you thought you could do come true, and then other things have come true, obviously, in a big way?
This has been my attitude my whole life. When I used to be in the corporate world and I was on a lot of different boards, I was the one on the board who always said, let's not have a five-year plan. Let's instead try things and not be afraid to fail and not be afraid to say, oh, that was a mistake. Let's turn around and try a different path. I was always the one who wanted to fail on our way to success.
And how'd that work for you and for the companies that you were working with?
Survived for a long time, but they were little tiny tech startups during the recession, so eventually almost all of them failed, but it was a really good try.
Well, that's it. Trying
and with our books. I have books that don't do well, and then I have books that are huge bestsellers, and you just keep trying, and you learn from the ones that don't do as well.
You think there are people who just look for whatever? It's kind of like the dummy, all that series of books about dummies doing this, that, and the other thing. That's a more positive approach to it, but people look for the Chicken Soup books and would just buy it no matter what it is because it's a Chicken Soup book.
Every single one of them is great. I can't tell you why some are huge bestsellers and some are only medium sellers. I can't really say why. Everyone has the same recipe for success inside it.
Yep. Chicken soup is the recipe. We all need chicken soup. Your mother's chicken soup is best. Or Amy Newmark's Chicken Soup for the Soul. Check out the podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and DougStephan.com.
New ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.